Stephen Panula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Stephen Panula. Nearly 4:15 and time for today's That's the Sound, What's the Story? Story in the news, we turn it into a sound and we ask you to guess.
Yeah.
It is? It is.
Yeah, it is. Come back, yeah.
So the two bits you hear there is the intro sound effect to Love Hate and John Connors, who was a character in Love Hate. Love Hate was a cultural phenomenon in Ireland. It is still available on the RT player, and I would recommend it to anyone.
It's still really high viewing figures on the RT player, like within the top two or three most watched shows on the player.
It was still beating out Normal People and Watching Back on the Late Late and All-Ireland Finals. It gets phenomenal numbers still to this day for RT.
So you can understand why when we heard rumours that it might return, well, we got excited.
I don't know which piece to play to you first. John Connors said it was coming back, and today he's gone on our Brothers and Sisters at Today FM and said this, that no, he didn't say it was coming back.
I only confirmed myself coming back so far. Okay. Right? So okay. All the other characters, all I said about whatever I said about this, I didn't say he's coming back.
Sure.
And I didn't say Elmo or Ado or the Siobhans or Trishes are coming back. You know, I didn't. All I confirmed is that Patrick Ward, I'm coming back for sure.
John Connors on Dave Moore on Today FM earlier on saying, no, he didn't say that it was all coming back. He just said that his character was coming back. Let's rewind the clock and listen to the tape of why we thought Love Hate was coming back. This is John Connors on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media.
Now we have to ask about Love Hate. We just have to. It's been 10 years since the iconic show. I see the way he's sitting up now. I think he's got news. It's been 10 years since the iconic show hit our television screens. You kind of teased a comeback potentially online in reply to a message someone had said to you. So give us the news. A lot of people want to hear. Is Love Hate coming back? The floor is yours.
Yeah.
It is?
It is.
Yeah, it is coming back, yeah.
Your Honour, I rest my case. May the jury find this man waffling on that Love Hate was to return and now he's trying to retract it. I think that would be the shortest jury deliberation of all time. Love Hate is not coming back, but he says his character is going to come back in a spin-off show that will end up on Netflix next year. However, I don't believe a word of what he's saying now, because he's saying he didn't say Love Hate was coming back, but the question was posed to him. It's in black and white, lads.
Is Love Hate coming back? The floor is yours.
Yeah.
How do you spin out of that? Someone even dropped something in shock when he said, yeah, it was coming back.
Yeah.
That's somebody dropping to the floor with shock. Love Hate ain't coming back. And now John Connors is rowing back as hard as he can, rowing faster than the O'Donovan brothers in the Olympics. No, I'm rowing back.
Is there an argument to be made that this could be better? Because Love Hate was what it was. It was so successful. People really latched onto it. It had so many cultural moments, quotes and everything from it at the time. It's never going to reach that again. So this way that John is talking, that it's a spin-off, that he's coming back as a writer on the show, that it is apparently with one of the creators of Love Hate, Stuart Carolyn. Like, is that better than actually saying, oh, we're going to bring the whole cast back? Because there's no way it could achieve. It could go in a very different successful route, but it's not going to be Love Hate 1.0. So I think, is this the wiser move?
Potentially, yes. But now after what has happened over the last 10 days or so, I can't believe a word of what he's saying. I don't think there is any spin-off show. He's using words like definitely, not RT or Netflix, big money, big production. How do I believe you when you say that Love Hate was coming back and you say you didn't say that when it's there? We can listen to it. Everybody, once again.
Coming back, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
He said it was coming back. You can't be doing that.
Maybe he panicked. And then it was just a whole, like, because with these type of projects, it might be a bit unclear what you can reveal and when. So maybe he didn't realise he wasn't meant to say a certain thing at a certain time and deals still need to be done.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
So it's a bit confusing.
It doesn't have to be. He was asked specifically, is Love Hate coming back? Yes. What is most difficult about that question? No,
yeah,
was the correct answer. No However, we are doing a spin-off show. That was the correct answer. If it turns out to be even the correct answer, yes was not the correct answer, no matter how panicked you get.
Dave is laying down the law here. There is to be no messing. Other question though, are you going to watch? If it comes to light and it is a spin-off show and it actually ends up on our screens, will you watch it?
I'd nearly not watch it.
Out of spite.
Out of spite for the way John Connors has gone on over the past 10 days.
No, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. I think maybe deals are going on in the background to figure out what it's going to be. There was a bit of confusion over what could be said when, and if it's even, you know, if it's anywhere as good and kind of enjoyable and taking on a cultural phenomenon that Love Hate did, then it's going to be worth the wait, if it comes at all.
If you were ever to give me anything, Fionnuala, I would love you to give me 10% of your understanding and seeing the good in people nature, because I think he has waffled his way through the last week and he's tried to roll back now. But today we know for certain Love Hate not making a comeback. But if you haven't seen it before, it is on the RT player. I would recommend just grinding through the first season. Some of the acting is questionable.
Yeah, ignore Aidan Gillen's acting for the, just don't even go into it.
But it is probably one of the best shows that this country has made ever, hands down. That's today's That's the Sound. What's the story?
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.